The $100 million estimate comes from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau, which also found that not only would Walker's budget cost the state more, it would mean 90,000 fewer people receiving Badger care. During a briefing before the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Milwaukee Assembly Democrat John Richards asked Department of Health Services Secretary Kitty Rhodes why that was a good deal.
Under your plan, we cover fewer people. We spend more money.
And Richards said the state would let federal tax money get spent in other states, several of which have Republican governors. DHS Secretary Rhodes shot back that the governor's budget would cover the poorest individuals, whether they're parents or not.
The rest will be in the Health Insurance Exchange, which is part of the Affordable Care Act, which is the law of the land providing commercial insurance.
But criticism did not come from Democrats alone. Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson said the hospitals he talked to favored taking the federal money to expand Medicaid, believing it would save them money and cover more people. Olson sounded like he favored it too.
I always, in my life, never leave any money on the table. And it seems to me we're sort of leaving some money on the table here.
Other Republicans strongly supported the governor's plan, saying it ought to be a model for other states. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.